This is JIS News. Coming up, public sector workers set to benefit from new initiatives, net metering program slated for this financial year, and roadworks between Mount Ogle and Lawrence Tavern in St. Andrew to be completed within the next 4 weeks. The details after this message.
Recognize clients and colleagues with a corporate gift that's one of a kind. The international award-winning publication, Our Golden Jubilee, a gift worth giving. Call the GIS today.
I'm on the mission. A mission. Today is the day.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has announced a number of initiatives to benefit public sector workers. Effective January 1, 2014, public sector employees with NHT mortgages will be eligible for contribution refunds during the four-year period 2014 to 2017. Currently, the contribution refunds due to mortgagers are automatically applied to mortgage payments. And starting September 1, public sector workers will be given a 15% discount on peril insurance premiums. Meanwhile, public sector workers who received a 1% interest rate reduction to March 2013 will have this benefit extended until March 2015.
The country owes a great deal of gratitude to our public sector workers. This government, through the NHT, saluting these workers and expressing gratitude with added incentives for this category of contributors.
The Prime Minister made the announcements during her budget debate presentation in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. In the meantime, 250 acres of land has been allocated for the construction of houses for public sector workers.
I want to assure them that we have not taken their sacrifices for granted. Mr. Speaker, at my instruction, the Ministry of Transport and Works and Housing has identified 250 acres of land at Ebony Park in St. Catherine, which will be used for the construction of houses for public sector workers. This will reduce the cost of housing for this sector.
Prime Minister Simpson-Miller says the government will also be moving to identify additional parcels of land for the provision of housing to public sector workers. Prepaid electricity metering could soon become a reality for Jamaican consumers. Speaking during her budget debate presentation in Parliament on Tuesday, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller provided an update on the pilot prepaid electricity project being implemented by the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining.
The minister has further informed that he has recently received an update on the pilot project. The rollout of the implementation of the prepaid credit for electricity is due to begin this financial year, I'm informed.
Prepaid electricity metering allows customers to pay in advance for their electricity usage. When their allotment is finished, they're required to top up their accounts to receive additional electricity. Customers with prepaid meters will no longer get a bill at the end of each month. Several countries, including the United Kingdom, have implemented this system. And road repair work along the corridor between Mount Ogle and Lawrence Tavern in St. Andrew is scheduled for completion within the next 4 weeks. The work began in March and is being carried out by the National Works Agency through a $60 million allocation under the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing's Hurricane Sandy Rehabilitation Program. Speaking with journalists following a tour of the area on Monday, State Minister for Transport, Works and Housing Richard Azan said the projects, which have a three-month implementation timeline, are running ahead of schedule.
The report is that they will complete one project in the next 2 weeks and the other one in the next 4 weeks. So they are really going ahead of schedule. So I'm really happy that the workers are going real fast. And at least we have passed the worst. In the next 4 weeks, if all goes well, this road will be open to traffic.
Activities being undertaken include restoration of sections of the roadway at Mount Ogle and Lawrence Tavern in the vicinity of the Oberlin High School, where breakaways occurred. The road is the central corridor traversed by upwards of 10,000 persons, including students from Mount Ogle, Lawrence Tavern and neighboring communities. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.